This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation. Name of the patient and Natalie, Behna Milano. Number F, claim number FXF8668, date of injury 9/20/20, MES number 211230236647, workers' comp evaluation, psychiatry, Eastern Suffolk BOCES, ZIA employed, client travelers, WC Melville. Date of examination is 1/31/22, 3 p.m. At 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. The following records were reviewed. Carefully. One, prior IMEs, IME by me, Dr. Shelley Epstein, 9/19/23. IME by Rubin, Bente, I'm sorry, Bur, dated 9/19/23. Ruben, Bursheen, a D-O. And it's certified by the American Board of Neurology. C, 12/15/23. By Louis Romeo, R-O-M-E-O, M-D. Okay, and then go back to the previous of Dr. Burschen. Diagnoses: post-concussion syndrome unresolved, vestibular disequilibrium resolved, cervical sprain and strain resolved, thoracic sprain and strain resolved, lumbar strain and sprain resolved. Mm. Okay. So Dr. Dr. Romeo. Ms. IMEC, orthopedic examination of the neck and back. Impression the patient was not at maximum medical improvement. Diagnosis cervical sprain strain with herniated disc, rule out radiculopathy, lumbar sprain strain with bulging discs. Okay, then Roman numeral 2, sorted medical records with date of loss, September 20th, 2020. New York Health Primary Care Physicians. February 6th, a progress note by Dr. Mark Jagust, J-A-G-U-S-T. MD, a progress note. Michelle Bandel, B-A-N-D-L, L-P-N. Documentation. In the chart, unknown provider, September 11th, 2023, in New York. Cancer and blood specialists. Just checking to see if there's anything to add. Okay. This is the September 11th note. Just looking to see if I was able to see the name of the September 11th person. No. Okay. ABC. Okay. Roman numeral 3, unknown facility, May 15th, from a known provider. A chart shows documentation by William Bezman, B-E-Z-E-M, summarizing work of a company, BrainCore Neurofeedback, stating that there's documentation of quantitative electroencephalogram brain mapping performed on May 15th, 2023, followed by several pages called a brain map. It's followed by a narrative report. Stating that it helps with this regulation. Okay, B, progress notes by table of contents says unknown provider, but I'm able to see that these are notes from Dr. Honor, N-O-N-O-R, Ph.D. A progress notes by Dr. Honor, dated 8-16-23, Notes are difficult to read due to being handwritten and not typed. But the above dates are clear. He supported the patient's request for additional PT. There's evidence that they at times discussed a PTSD, and that she was scheduled for a third neurologic IME. He documented that he felt that she suffered with a TBI. Okay, four, Orthopedic Associates of Long Island. Progress notes by Haley Queller, Q-U-E-L-L-E-R. Dates of service, July 10th, 2023, and October 12th, 2023, and November 30th, 2023. Diagnoses at October 12th visit was concussion without loss of consciousness, convergence insufficiency, vestibular disequilibrium, dizziness, as well as PTSD. It's also a prior authorization request by the same physician requesting vestibular therapy for concussion. And this is on October 12th of 2023. Response by the reviewer, L.I. Jessica Gilbert, R.N. She felt that the treatment was already been addressed on level one and was being reviewed on level two. There's a progress note October 23rd, 2023 by Danielle Zeal, Z-I-C-K-P-A. Impressions that the patient continue trial of Lexapro. There's a prior authorization request dated 10/24/23. Other ones dated 12/1/23, 12/7/23, and 1/2/24. Mid and low back therapies seem to be a request assumed to be evaluated carefully. follow-up progress note by Haley Kohler, MD, on November 30th of 2020. Okay. Okay, the next E, Twin Forks Optometry, D actually, Twin Forks Optometry and Vision Therapy. A progress note, August 21st, 2023, by Mickey, M-I-K-I, Zielinski, Z-I-L-I-N-C-K-K-I, Z-I-L-N-I-K-I-C-K, progress note. Dated September 11th. Said that due to her convergence insufficiency, still suffering with oculomotor dysfunction. August 21st is also a prior authorization request. Dated August 21st, 23, and 9/15/23, and 11/10/23. Other progress notes by Mickey on 11/10/23. Okay, now Harris Psychiatric Services, PLL of Long Island. Notes, unknown provider, 10/11/22, Catherine Garden, GARDYN, RN, 10/12/23, and 10/24/23, Ashley Curtis, MP, 12/12/2023. Okay. documented the patient's injury and ongoing vision disturbances. Feel patient is benefiting from discontinuation of Lexapro 10 milligrams and trial of Zoloft for PTSD. Ashley a patient also reported continuing with episodes of anxiety. Titrated the Zoloft up to 50 milligrams. At 12/12/23 visit with Ashley Curtis. New settings, Timothy Groth, MD, PC. Progress note 11/2/23. Yasin Kahar, KARIM. 11/8/22, Timothy Groth, MD, write a note. 11/14/22, prior authorization request. 11/16/22, note by Christina Decote, DECOSTA. 11/29/23, code by Yassim Kareen. Undated note by Timothy Groth, MD, who specializes in pain management. Okay, now notes by chiropractic. Notes by Timothy Groth, MD, dated 11/7/23, 11/8/23. 11/10/23, 11/13/23, 11/16/23, 11/17/23, and 11/20/23. This is the end of the dictated review of records. Regarding Adelie Beckman-Milano.